Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Danny Morrell Show. This is an interesting episode in that it deals with, quite frankly, one of the foundational things or areas of our life that we've got to be concerned with, which is health. It was a candid conversation. It's a little bit of a tough conversation. It's going to be a challenging conversation. The reality is that this is a conversation that wasn't even planned or expected. I happened to show up to one of our offices. I met with one of our agents who was struggling in the area of health. What I think occurred or what I think happened is going to greatly bless your life. If you've been struggling to lose weight, if you know deep in your heart that there's a better you, a better physical you, I encourage you to pay attention to this podcast and post any questions that you have. Shoot them over to me on Instagram or on my Facebook account. I'd be more than happy to help you guys out with it. All right.
So yeah, I definitely need some help with the health.
With the health.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's no secret.
No, that's okay. That's yeah. Okay. So let's start with the basics. What did you eat this morning?
Okay. So I had.
I can already tell by the look on your face that something's not right. Right.
Yeah. So I had a number two on the McDonald's menu.
What's a number?
Number two is it's a sausage and McMuffin meal.
Okay.
With a large coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And that was it?
That was it.
Okay. Yeah. So let's start
with
that.
Should I
add more? Well, let's start with that.
Okay.
Number one, you're not feeding yourself enough for your current body weight.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you do realize, I just want to throw it out there, just because I don't think most humans know this, you do realize McDonald's is not food.
Well, my stomach thinks it is.
What, yeah, but you could eat a piece of shit and your stomach could think it's food. And
true.
It's not food.
Yes, yes.
So I don't know what it is. It is not food.
All right.
So this is where, like, we start making definite life changes, you know? It's a difference between, you know, I should do something about it and I absolutely have to do something about it. Right. So if you should do something about it, then nothing that I'm about to tell you makes any real difference to you. Right. So where are you in that area? And it's okay if you're like, look, I'm not all there yet. Then I'll just give you like the lighter plan type of deal. So where are you in that area?
I have to do something about it.
Okay. Did you just decide that right now? Or is this something that's been in your mind for a while?
Yeah, it's been in my mind for a while now.
So then I'm going to hit you with it. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to die?
Not anytime soon.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Because every time you walk in McDonald's, it's you telling the universe that you want to die. I'm just going to be fucking clear with you. You can never, ever step foot in that place ever again. Because your body doesn't deserve the torture that you are putting it through by eating that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the thing is, man, is that, like, I don't know if anyone's ever told you that. I don't know if anyone's ever made you realize, like, McDonald's is not food. McDonald's is, it's trash. It's, there's a reason why you pay $2 for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So tell me this now. Let's take it a little bit step backwards now. Okay. Mm-hmm. What time do you have to be at the office at?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. What time were you at McDonald's at?
I was at the,
What time were you in the drive-thru?
I was in the drive-thru. Okay, so.
Just give me the time, not the story, the time.
8:10.
Okay, so you were in the drive-thru at 8:10.
Yes.
Okay, what time did you get up this morning?
7:15.
Okay, do you see a problem?
Yes.
What's the problem?
My morning routine.
Yeah, I'm going to take it a little step further. It's designed to cause you to grab shit that is not good for you on the run, put something in your body just to satisfy this thing called hunger.
Right.
It's designed that way.
Right.
You've designed it that way, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. Yeah.
So you don't have to be crazy like me and do 4:30. I'm liberating you from that because I realize that that's tough, but we got to do something, dude. So watch this. Here's the idea. It takes me every morning 20 minutes to make my meals.
Okay.
So that means that if instead of working up at 7:15, you can just wake up at 6:50. Could you make that small of an adjustment?
Sure.
Can you wake up at 6:50?
Yeah.
That means that the alarm has to go off at 6:30.
Right.
For you to finally, like, get out of bed.
Right?
Right? I'm just logistically
going
here.
Going through the routine.
Going through the routine. Is that that big of a gap? Or is it achievable?
No, that's...
That's doable,
yeah,
right?
That's realistic.
That's realistic. Yeah. I'd like to start with realistic tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So we're going to start at realistic tomorrow morning. We're going to set the alarm at 6:30.
Okay.
The goal is to be out of bed by 6:50. Guess what I want you to do first things first?
Send you a text?
No. I want you to go into the kitchen.
Okay.
Because you see, that's the thing about accountability. This is for you, dude. Like, you got to do this for you.
Right. No,
like,
for sure.
I'm not going to be there, like, trying to make you do this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to go into the kitchen. Do you know what oatmeal is?
Yes.
Okay. Go buy a bag of organic oatmeal. From this point forward, only organic.
Okay.
Go buy a little carton. Go buy three of them of organic egg whites.
Okay.
Go buy a 12-pack thingamajiggy of organic eggs.
Okay.
Grab half a cup of oatmeal. Put it in the little freaking pot. Let the water boil. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Grab one cup of egg whites. Literally, pour it in the one cup. Put it in there. Let it do its thing. Grab one egg. Open it up. If you want to pour a little salt and pepper, and guess what you have? You have nutrition. You have good stuff in your body. I'm not even telling you to juice. I'm not telling you to do anything like that. I'm just telling you to, like, replace what you're doing with something that's a little bit better. Right?
Right.
Now, if you do that, I know how long it takes because I do it every freaking morning of my life. That takes you 15 minutes max.
Right.
You sit down for a couple minutes. You enjoy a meal. You feel empowered now because you took control of your day. And then here comes the magic. Do you think that's going to affect your business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if your morning routine was designed to cause you to put shit in your body before, what kind of outcome do you think you were getting in your business as a result of that? Shit.
Shit.
You see how it works?
Yes.
It's kind of crazy. So what I'd like to do is, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
If I don't give a damn what happens in business for the next 3 days, you're going to make a conscious decision as a human being who loves yourself and wants to live long and do well and prosper. You will, number one, never step foot in McDonald's again. Never, dude. Like, I forbid you to do that. I seriously forbid you
to
do that.
I can agree to that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Number two, you're going to wake up 25 minutes earlier. Number three, you're going to cook for yourself your own meals. And I even showed you the recipe. And we're going to do that on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Saturday, I'm going to give you a little break. On Saturday, instead of waking up at 6:55, I want you to wake up at 7:30. You get a little extra, a little bit of sleep, but guess what you do? The same exact thing. If you want to add to that, add a little chicken sausage, add a little, you know, something, but keep it regimented.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go into lunch, but what did you just have for lunch?
I had some poke.
Some poke.
Poke salad.
Okay, poke salad. Do you know where that fish came from?
I have no idea.
Do you know if it was dragged on the floor?
No.
Do you know if it was full of feces?
Couldn't tell you.
You couldn't. We just trust.
Right, yeah.
We just trust that everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
You don't trust nobody with nothing, especially not when it comes to your body and your longevity.
Sure.
So now, if you want to take it to the next level, here's what you do. You ready? Go bag a little thing of organic ground turkey.
Yeah.
Why ground turkey? Because it's already like kind of mushy.
Yeah.
And you just kind of grab a quarter of it. You throw it in a freaking saucepan. There's the third pan.
Right.
I do this every day.
Right.
Okay. Once it's just about done cooking, go grab a bag or a handful of two or spinach. Throw it in there. Put a little organic seasoning. Put it in a Tupperware. Guess how long that takes you? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
7 at the most.
Right.
So could you wake up an extra 7 minutes early?
Sure.
Yeah. And then finally for the last meal, dinner,
yes.
You think you can talk to your wife and say, hey, babe, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to drop 50 freaking pounds because
right.
Your body will drop the weight. You're just not letting it drop the weight.
Right.
You think you can, you know, back me up and do the dinner for me? And guess what she'll say? I got your back.
Right. Beautiful.
But you see what I'm saying, man? It starts with like you, number one, declaring there's a problem.
Yeah, no, it's so true what you said about that morning about just satisfying the hunger. Because I on the way here, I'm feeling rushed. And it's like,
exactly.
Where can I go that's going to be like
quick and just give me something.
Quick and easy. And there it was. It was like premeditated.
Right. Now watch this. If you ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers.
Right.
When you get the right questions going in your mind, you get the right answers. Look at the question you ask. Where can I go to get something quick?
Right.
Quick when it comes to food, bad. We don't want that.
Right.
So start from how you design the morning to not be conducive to your health. Attack that. Make a conscious effort, dude. I'm sorry if you had to catch a flight, you would not miss the flight 365 out of 365 days. So that means that you can do it in real life on a day-to-day basis. I'm not asking you to wake up too early. I'm asking you just baby steps. And then if you master the baby steps, then guess what will be the next step? Now we'll buy ourselves another hour to actually go work out. But honestly, you'll lose 50 pounds without ever stepping foot in the gym if you could just eat right. Sound good?
Sounds good.
I love it.
Thank you, brother.
Get it, man.
Appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you for that, man.
You got it. It's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, that it's freaking crazy how, like, what you just said, man, about asking the wrong question, you know, like, to yourself.
Right.
Where can I get something quick?
Right.
Versus, hey, where can I go to give myself something better, something healthy? Or how can I
come up with that? So I'm going to make you a bet.
Ooh, okay.
How much... Tomorrow, take a picture. Go stand on the scale.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Whatever that scale says, if you lose, what ticket do you have for Relentless?
Well, we got the VIP because...
You got the VIP?
Yeah.
Okay. If you lose 7 pounds by Relentless, which your body will do just in water weight alone, I'll get you in the front row of VIP with your name reserved, literally in the very front row of VIP.
It's on.
Sound fair?
It's on, brother.
Tomorrow morning, send me the picture.
Tomorrow morning, send me the
picture. You got it. Sounds good.
I'm going to go throw up right now. Oh, no.